It feels good. Good to go. 100%.
What have you felt like you benefited from the last couple of weeks in practice since you were?
Yeah. You know, I think just going through it, you know, I think it's easy to say that nothing changes. But I think when that happens, when that situation occurs, I think there's a little extra appreciation taken, you know, when you get to go take each snap at practice. So I think just working on that, focusing, you know, trying to be locked in each and every play to get the most out of it.
You guys haven't beat the Texans in 3 years. Why do you think you guys have struggled so much in the past?
You know, I think it's a number of things. I think first and foremost is, you know, we got to be able to handle their front. And it's not just the offensive line. It's up front. It's me. It's the backs helping. It's the tight ends helping. It's the receivers winning and getting open. So it's a group effort. And I mean, it's because they're extremely good. You know, it's and I think the rest of the league struggles with that a little bit as well. So we got to find ways to handle that and do different things there. But I'm excited for the challenge, and I know our guys up front are too.
Like, you get a chance to reflect on everything that's going on in the last year, I guess, and after 15 through last season and then this offseason and the competition and all that stuff. Do you let yourself think about that at all or
no? Not really. You know, I try to leave it in the past. None of it was any good, I don't think. You know, I think there's obviously stuff you can learn from it and from different situations and from, you know, obviously games. I'd rather not think about it. You know, maybe someday at the end of my career, whenever that is, hopefully a long time from now, you know, there'll be time to look back on it and think about, you know, how that stuff, you know, shaped me, I guess. But as of now, you know, it's focused on, you know, how can we beat the Texans, and how can I help us be, you know, as efficient as possible.
Are you more mentally tough now because of all that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you have to be, because if not, I think it would have ruined me. I think, or anybody, you know, that goes through stuff like that. I think, you know, the old saying, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, as cliche as that is. I think when you go through that and survive it, I think you are stronger for it if you don't let it eat at you and ruin you.
You have back-to-back matchups against the AFC South to start the season. How big of a boost would a win over the Texans be?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, anytime you get a chance to open up with a divisional opponent and then follow that up, you know, like you said, with another one, it's huge. So it's an awesome opportunity for us, you know, to start out on the right foot, to start out. You always play meaningful games, but obviously divisional games are, you know, there's a little extra juice there. So I think it's good. I know we're excited for it.
When you go up against a defensive front, like,
how do you prepare for a game like this? You know, you're going into a buzzsaw with emotion with this team. Playing for
this
city.
Right.
What do you do on your end knowing that you're going to face that kind of, you know, atmosphere?
Yeah. You know, I think everybody understands, you know, what's going on, the situation in Houston, and how passionate, you know, that stadium, how much energy is going to be in there. It's obviously extremely unfortunate what happened in Houston, and I know everybody across the country, you know, is doing anything they can to try and help out. And I think, you know, for us and our mindset, we have to try and just, I guess, keep it a football game. Make sure that we're understanding that this is just a football game. People are going to be extremely excited. We know it's a little heightened environment with emotions and everything going on. But when the whistle blows and the first kickoff happens, it's just a football game, and it's us against the Texans in week one in a divisional game.
When you go up on defensive front like that, a pass rush like that, does the clock in your head in some way feel like you maybe I got to get it out a half second sooner than I would normally think about getting
right.
it out?
You know, I have all the trust in the world in our five guys up front, our backs, our tight ends helping out, and our receivers winning. You know, so I don't think anything changes for me. Obviously, you know, that is something you're aware of, and obviously it's something because within their scheme, you know, they do a good job of kind of singling guys up. So, you know, there's a couple guys on islands one-on-one across the board. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's built in to try and, you know, get the ball out a little bit quicker. But, again, I think I have all the confidence in the world, or I know I have all the confidence in the world in the guys up front blocking their front.
Hell of a matchup for Cam, though. Right out of the gate.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting for them, you know, to get to go against Clowney or Watt or Merciless or whoever they throw over there at him. As a rookie in the NFL, I don't think you could ask for a better challenge, you know. So I know he's excited, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
And aside from a win, what would be considered a successful game for you personally?
The win.
Other than that.
For me, just to take care of the football, not turn it over. I'd be happy with that.
How different are your conversations with Doug as opposed to Gus?
Yeah, you know, in a sense, you know, I think it would be like that with any head coach is. I think each guy is kind of different in how they relate to a quarterback and how that relationship is. And it's just something that I think is unique to, you know, each guy. But it's been neither is worse or better than the other. It's just different.
It's like, how has Marquise looked since returning?
Really good. You know, it was something that, you know, went down and it was kind of a scare. You know, hopefully you're hoping it wasn't near as bad as it looked, and we're fortunate for that. But I think having him running around, being healthy, comfortable and confident within the scheme and the system, he's fun to watch run around.
There was a lot of outside chatter early on about whether Hearns was going to be still part of this team. What was your reaction to hearing any of that? Did you think it was... Did you give it any credence whatsoever? Did you just think it was ridiculous?
You know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. You know, I think Hearns is a guy that, you know, showed up day in and day out for, you know, going on 4 years now and busted his tail to help this team win football games. And he's been rewarded, you know, for that. And I think, you know, whether Hearns' role is huge or it's, you know, a little bit smaller, he's going to continue to do what Hearns does and then show up every day and be an unbelievable teammate and do everything he can to help us win. And, I mean, I wouldn't want anybody else besides him.
What's the biggest change or thing that Scott has done for you?
You know, I think having a guy in the room that has the perspective of playing quarterback, you know, playing college, playing the NFL, playing the CFL. So there's a guy that's been in that situation. I don't think there's a whole lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. Quarterback coaches in the NFL that played, so I think it's a little bit unique to have that, and I think it helps because he's able to see he's seen things, you know, the way we've seen them, so he can easily relate.
Does your role with Nate change, or relationship with Nate change because of the division?
I don't think it's changed at all. You know, I think if anything, it's grown and gotten better, and I think Scott just kind of adds an extra, you know, little dimension to it. So kind of they work really well together.
Does Nate give you a little bit more flexibility on how the opening script is going to go, or things that you can pull out, you know, depending on the opponent?
It's pretty collaborative. You know, anything that you know that I want out or aren't comfortable with, you know, he'll take out. And you know, everything that's in the plan, we've gone over and talked about, and you know, gone through all the possible situations and scenarios on what could happen and what we should do in each situation. So it definitely, I think, is a joint effort along with the rest of the coaching staff. You know, so it's been good.
Do you have more confidence in that process since you've gone against Houston so many times?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're always doing different things, and I'm sure they'll do something on Sunday that we maybe haven't seen before, didn't necessarily prepare for. And you know, we'll have to be able to adjust on the run. But I think playing them, you know, obviously two times a year, every year, you know, you get a little familiarity with the personnel and with the scheme. So it definitely helps out.
You've been through a few hurricanes now. Do you do anything prep-wise for your
The one in Houston or Florida?
Well, that's a good question. The one here.
The one here? No. I'll put the hurricane shutters down, and hopefully it's still there when we get back.
Thanks, Blake.